Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many remember when the ruler of the synagogue wanted Jesus to come and heal his daughter? You remember that? And on the way there, they came and they said, what'd they say? Don't trouble the master any further. One translation says, it's no use. It's no use. And you suppose he was tempted to break down? Because he knew they wouldn't come and just lie to him and tell him that his little girl was dead. These are his own people. He knows, what kind of feelings gripped him? What kind of thing hit him that his baby girl is dead? It hit him. It hit him like a ton of bricks. Oh, but those eyes of Jesus. Oh, come on. Looked right into his. And tell me what the master said. Come on, tell me. Fear not. Fear not. Believe only. And he bit his lip and kept tagging along behind Jesus. How many know when it looks like it's too late? That doesn't mean it's too late. When it looks like there's no way, that doesn't mean there's no way. He saw a miracle. He saw his little girl raised from the dead and healed. And we serve the same Jesus tonight. Same Jesus. How many understand, though, that when they came and they brought that report, don't you know the enemy was right there with his vision? Hmm? Was it trying to get in that man? Oh, yeah, it was. What? And you can tell, I've seen it before, this man is at this place of choosing life and death. I mean, they shouted when the girl was raised from the dead, but that's the fruit of what happened right here. Oh, can you see this? That would have never happened if the right thing hadn't happened here. When they're telling him she's dead, there's no use. I know how the enemy works. He brought to that man feelings of resentment. Because you know one reason why they're late? Jesus let this woman give this long-winded testimony. Is that right? Woman with the issue of blood. She told him all the truth and what she did. She went on and on. And what do you think this man is doing while she's doing all that? He thinks, okay, she's winding up, she's winding up. And she starts on, and then the 11th year ago, and then 10 years ago, and he's like, oh, woman, come on. Now listen, I know how the enemy works. He would have brought to him resentment and anger and bitterness. Did you hear me? Now, haven't we already talked about the fruit of that wrong vision? It's bitterness. When his boys got back home to Jacob, after Joseph revealed himself to him, verse 26 of that same 45th chapter, they came and they had all these wagons full of stuff. You remember that? Loads and loads of blessings and prosperity. They said, Joseph is yet alive. He's governor over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. Years of yielding to that will make you an unbeliever. He wouldn't even believe it. They had to convince him. They told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them. And when he saw the wagons, that's a prosperity message. When he saw the wagons, some people ain't much interested till they see the wagons. But when he saw the wagon, I mean, understand though, he's walking by sight, isn't he? Yeah. When he saw something, then the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Thank God he had a little joy and had a little peace. You know, when he came before Pharaoh later on, and he just found out his boy's alive. He just found out he and his family are not going to starve in this famine. He just found out they're going to be well taken care of throughout this whole deal. And the Pharaoh asks him about his age. He says, oh, I hadn't lived very long, and my days, he had lived a long time, and my days have been evil. And it's sad. But that's what sorrowing for years will do to you. It'll make you bitter. It'll make you old before your time. And it will rob you of the blessings of God and cause you to forfeit the plan of God. This is a very serious thing. Did you hear that phrase? Everything's against me. It's no use. What point? Notice with me, you're there in Genesis. Look in, what is it? This is in a couple of different places. 1 Kings 19. I want to show you this in a couple of more. There's some really significant things that I want us to get to tonight. This is already, but these other, that the enemy, I'm excited because it's taking the wrappers off of him. Showing us how he works. And how he deceives and works and connives and his devices. And we're not ignorant of his devices. 1 Kings 19. This is the story of the man of God, the prophet, and how he stood so bold and faced down Jezebel's prophets of Baal, and I'm called fire down, and man, they had a day. And then Jezebel sent word to him that she's going to kill him for doing this to all her prophets. And he went on the run. Remember that? He ran. And in 1 Kings 19 and 14, he's out in a remote place talking to the Lord. And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. They've thrown down your altars and they've slain your prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they're trying to find me to kill me. I'm the last one. Did you hear that phrase? Oh, yeah. I'm the last one. Last of my kind. Everybody else going to hell. Romans 11 verse 3 in the New Testament quotes him. And he says, Lord, they've killed your prophets, they've digged down your altars, and I am left alone. And they're looking for me. I'm the last one. Was it true? No. I said, was it true?
No.
Was he the last 10?
No.
Was he in the last 100?
No.
Was he in the last 1,000?
No.
Was he in the last 5,000?
No.
No. The Lord told him, I got 7,000. Hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. But what has he become convinced of? All alone. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody wants to work for God anymore. Nobody wants to do the work of God. I've poured my life out. I've done everything I know to do. Nobody cares. So what's the use? What is this? Somebody has taken their helmet off.
Yeah.
And their mind has been pierced with a thought and an imagination that is a lie. But if you buy into it, if you believe it, what'll happen to you? You'll run. What'd he do? Ran and hid. Man, there are Christians all over the place running and hiding. Aren't they? Did you know it or not? There are Christians all over this country, all over this world. They ought to be in church. There's folk ought to be in this meeting tonight. People ought to be in your churches and in your meetings, and they're not. You know why? They let that get in them. I'm the last one. I'm the only one that cared. So what was the point of going on? That is a lie. I said, that is a lie. There's a lot of good people that love God. There's a lot of good people serving the Lord. Don't you believe these lies? Well, a bunch I found didn't want to. We'll find you another bunch. Because they're around. I said they're around. There's a bunch of them right here. Well, the world's just falling apart. Nobody cares anymore. Don't you let something like that come into your mind, much less come out of your mouth. How many know half the church is talking this stuff, aren't they? Well, you know, all the young folks don't want to come to church, and nobody cares anymore. You can't get anybody to serve God, and we can't get anybody to work around the church. And I've had people ask me, "So, man, y'all got so much good help around." You know one reason we got so much good help? I would never say such a thing. I would never say we don't have good help. Never. I mean, it's like cussing to me. Did you hear me? And yet you cut pastors everywhere going, "Well, I can't get my people to do this, and I can't get my people to do that." How long you been saying that? And friend, there is a lot of ugly, ugly, holier-than-thou pride in this talk. What are you saying? Everybody needs to be like me. I'm so consecrated. I'm so dedicated. And I can't find anybody that's as consecrated as me. I can't find anybody that loves God and wants to work and serve God as much as me. Well, I better not say that. That is a prideful, holier-than-thou thing to say, because there's a bunch of us love God at least as much as you do. All over this planet. Is that right? And there are people that are laying down their life by the millions. That was weak. I said by the millions. All over this planet. There are people who love God with all their heart. They're sowing of their time, of their money. They're working tirelessly. Do you believe it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.